Greetings, beloved ones. Today, I'm going to be talking once again about healing relationships. And in a way, there's an infinite amount that can be said about this because all of our relationships, all with life, with others, even with forms of life that are not human, are meant to be healing. We are participating with the healing of everything all of the time. And those of us who desire to do this consciously are playing more of an active part in how that takes place. But in reality, we are interacting with everyone we meet, with everyone we know, with everyone we love, and even with those whom we don't love, in a capacity to bring everything forward into greater wholeness and into greater healing. When we are involved with conflict or difficulty with others, this looks like the last thing that could be happening. But in fact, the difficulty of a situation does not mean that healing is not taking place, because our souls have chosen the circumstances of life that we are dealing with. We are at all times under the umbrella of God's goodness, which is intentionally in companionship with our own soul's choice, creating situations that can help us have new thoughts, have new experiences, and encounter new possibilities within ourselves. So the question for us, each of us individually, and all of humanity together, is, do we wish to participate consciously in the healing of ourselves and of others? Do we wish to know and to take part and to bear responsibility for how we do this and when we do this? And here is the choice, beloved ones. The choice is this. Because we have a history as a soul, because we have thoughts and feelings and experiences that relate to the past, we have an internal programming that's going on that pictures reality to us as if it's a repeat of the past that we've experienced. We don't think we wish that to be the case, but it is the case, because our perceptual filter, that which we bring into this lifetime, operates to make it appear that what's taking place in the present is a repetition of the past, even when this is not true. Even when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And so in order to overcome this tendency to slide into the past reference of what reality looks like, we need to have a commitment to ourselves as souls, as beings, beings held in God, to know that life is trying to teach us something new all of the time. And what would that be? Would be something new about ourselves, about reality, about the possibility for love, about our connection with the world, about life. So we could, each of us could, make a deeper commitment to choose to be more present instead of involved with the previous projections, interpretations, views of reality that we've held. We could choose to listen, to pay attention, to involve ourselves more fully with the present moment, rather than to be listening to, paying attention to, and involving ourselves with what we've carried forward from the past. The key to this is knowing that this is a choice. Knowing that this is going on, so that when you have a package of thoughts that are old familiar thoughts, and they keep running themselves in your mind, you say to yourself, I've done that. I don't want to go in that direction. What is possible now? What is possible now? What could I see now? What could I feel now that I haven't felt before? Now, I give you this background as a preface to what a healing relationship is, because a healing relationship involves your willingness to trust the moment of two souls encountering each other, not with the legacy of the past, but with the opportunities of the present. Two souls encountering each other, if we're talking about human beings and not non-human forms of life. Of course, that can be an encounter too. But we're talking about people right now. In order to have a healing relationship with another, to help yourself heal whatever it is that is being brought through you from the past, your own past, or to heal and participate in the healing of another, you have to take the step of being present in the trust that something new can happen. You have to take the step at looking at what's going on as if that's the most important thing in the world to you. What's going on right now? Not what you thought was going on, not what your mind is telling you is going on, but what is actually happening. And what does that take? Well, it takes commitment. It takes love. It takes trust in God. So this is easy to say for some of us and difficult to do, because in the desire to reframe how we're looking at reality, we go with the undertow, the pull into previous frames of reference. We go with the pull. So something has to pull us back. And what is that that could pull us back? The desire to participate as a soul in the healing of the world. That's what pulls us back. The desire out of love, born out of love, to participate in the healing of everything that we're capable of healing. Everything, including ourselves. Not just including other people, but including ourselves. That has to be more important than carrying forward the same thought process that we've had in the past. And so sometimes it feels like there's a risk involved, and there is. There's a risk in not knowing what's going to happen next. There's a risk in, especially if one is carrying blame or hurt or a need to explain things in a certain way, there's a risk in letting go of all of that and being without an explanation, being without knowing how things are going to be, trusting the present, trusting God's unfolding the present moment so that something new can happen. That is the first step in being able to heal the world, healing the world through healing your relationships. That's the first step, being present. And the second step is taking what your deepest truth has access to, what you have access to, in the knowing that you are a soul created by God, and that anything that you're feeling that's difficult and that's not love is passing through you. It's not part of your eternal being. It's part of your personality structure in this lifetime. So you are a soul. And how do you know that? This is a very individual thing. It's based on where you are with your own spiritual, emotional maturation, development, evolution. No one can tell you where you are with knowing your soul, but you can look for it. You can look for it. You can ask and pray to know this. So wherever you are is wherever you are, but you can ask to know you are a soul. Out of the knowledge, however deep it is in you, that you are a soul, you begin to look through the behavior of other people, which is just their personality expressing, to the soul that's inside the behavior. You look through the transparency of what others may be doing that may have made you feel uncomfortable in the past. You look through it. Yes, it's behavior, and yes, you may wish it could be different. But the soul within is the place that you connect with if you desire to be in a healing relationship. There are all kinds of dynamics that go on with people, where one person doesn't like something in another, and another person feels guilty, or withdraws, or feels hurt, and then there's a discussion of what it is that is going on that creates the hurt. So there is processing on the psychological level that we're all very familiar with. But this is not that. This that I'm speaking of, about healing relationships, is not psychological processing. Although it can include some of that some of the time, that's not the main event. The main event is the willingness to see what is present, to see, to not be in your thought process based on the past, but to see what is present. And then the second part is to reach deep inside yourself, to see if you can feel connected with your own soul, so that you may see the soul of another beyond their behavior. Beyond their behavior. Their behavior becomes just a thing that's happening. It's not the place of connection. The place of connection, and it is a place, is of your soul to the soul of life. Your soul to the soul of life. And wherever you go, that's what you're looking for. Your soul connecting with the soul of life. So, this may be difficult to do because the undertow of personal likes and dislikes and feeling hurt and so on can pull you back into that level. So, you go back to wanting to be in a healing relationship with the world, wanting to be able to heal yourself, heal the others whom you care for, heal life. And when you get pulled into that kind of judgmental, wounded, angry, blaming, withdrawing, rejecting, being rejected place of personal psychological dynamics, you see what's happening, and you try once again to ask, help me to locate my own soul so that I can see the soul of another. You ask for help to do that, recognizing the pull in the other direction. So, I've mentioned two things about healing relationships, and of course they're much bigger to talk about and to think about and reflect on than what I've just said. Being present, being really present, listening, attending, watching, seeing, observing, participating, and seeing with the eyes of your soul, seeing the soul of life with the eyes of your soul. And the third thing, which is also difficult for many of us, is recognizing when you're needing someone to change because you want them to change, not because they need to change, but because you need them to change. If you can let go of that one motivation, if you can set yourself free from that one motivation of needing another to change because you need them to change, you can take the risk of that or bear the pain of that, because it may be that you feel uncomfortable with how something is. But if you release your hold on needing to get someone to change, you will set yourself free. You will set yourself free to be more firmly held in God. You will be freer. You will be doing a service for yourself. You will be freer to be held in God, to absorb the pain, whatever the cause is that you may feel, I need this person to change, to absorb that, and then to allow the situation to transform. Because, beloved ones, people know the truth. People in their unconscious know the truth. If you have let go of an expectation that someone needs to change, then the other person will know that. They will feel it intuitively. They will feel that you don't need them to change. They may not feel it completely, but the light bulb, the light will dawn that something new has entered the dynamic picture. And so you will set yourself free and you will set the relationship free. All of life is being brought forward now into the deeper truth of what life is about and who we are. All of life. And the soul of each of us is becoming more vibrant within our embodied being. Vibrant means that you feel the energy or the messages or the wisdom of your soul trying to communicate with your embodied conscious self, your mind and your feelings, communicating with your embodied self more. Your soul is vibrating more strongly within your waking consciousness. So you and each of us have the choice about whether to reach back. If you have a sense of purpose that has come to embrace love and healing as the most important thing that you're here to do, the most important thing, then you will reach for each opportunity to love more, to seek the soul of life in yourself and in others more. You will reach for it because it's become more important. And at the same time, you will no longer justify all the things that pull you in the direction of not valuing love, of thinking something else is important. So, beloved ones, this is the choice of our time. The choice to embrace the direction that God is moving all souls and all of life in, and to participate consciously and with full commitment and love to the furthering of healing within ourselves and within others. May all souls come to recognize this great potential that exists within each of us for healing. May all come to recognize that their own soul is forever present, communicating with them, communicating with you regarding your own purpose for being here, and that that purpose, condensed into one word, has to do with love.